He exhaled his breath, treading water on the surface a moment, trying to picture the feasibility. It was perfectly logical, wasn't it? After all, a submarine was built to be strong in only one direction. It had to withstand enormous pressure from the outside, but almost none from within. Moreover, the Triton used uniform regulator valves to decrease the number of spare parts the Goya had to carry. Tallon could simply unsnap the high-pressure cylinder's charging hose and reroute it into an emergency ventilation supply regulator on the port side of the sub. Pressurizing the cabin would cause Rachel substantial physical pain, but it might just give her a way out. Tallon inhaled and dove. The sub was a good 8 feet down now, and the currents and darkness made orienting himself difficult. Once he found the pressurized tank, Tallon quickly rerouted the hose and prepared to pump air into the cockpit. As he gripped the stopcock, the reflective yellow paint on the side of the tank reminded him just how dangerous this maneuver was. Caution, compressed air, 3,000 PSI. 3,000 pounds per square inch, Tallon thought. The hope was that the Triton's viewing dome would pop off the sub before the pressure in the cabin crushed Rachel's lungs. Tallon was essentially sticking a high-powered fire hose into a water balloon and praying the balloon would break in a hurry. He grabbed the stopcock and made up his mind. Suspended there on the back of the sinking Triton, Tallon turned the stopcock, opening the valve. The hose went rigid immediately, and Tallon could hear the air flooding the cockpit with enormous force. Inside the Triton, Rachel felt a sudden searing pain slice into her head. She opened her mouth to scream, but the air forced itself into her lungs with such painful pressure that she thought her chest would explode. Her eyes felt like they were being rammed backward into her skull. A deafening rumble tore through her eardrums, pushing her toward unconsciousness. Instinctively, she clenched her eyes tight and pressed her hands over her ears. The pain was increasing now. Rachel heard a pounding directly in front of her. She forced her eyes open just long enough to see the watery silhouette of Michael Tallon in the darkness. His face was against the glass. He was motioning for her to do something. But what? She could barely see him in the darkness. Her vision was blurred, her eyeballs distorted from the pressure. Even so, she could tell the sub had sunk beyond the last flickering fingers of the Goya's underwater lights. Around her was only an endless, inky abyss. Tallon spread himself against the window of the Triton and kept banging. His chest burned for air, and he knew he would have to return to the surface in a matter of seconds. "Push on the glass," he willed her. He could hear pressurized air escaping around the glass, bubbling up. Somewhere the seal was loose. Tallon's hands groped for an edge, something to get his fingers under. Nothing. As his oxygen ran out, tunnel vision closed in, and he banged on the glass one last time. He couldn't even see her anymore. It was too dark. With the last of the air in his lungs, he yelled out underwater, "Rachel, push on the glass!" His words came out as a bubbling, muted garble.